colonel, and the man in charge of a boat is a captain, okay, and the man who presides over a court,
judge,
yeah, and a person who goes to school is a a child in school or in college. He's a college
student.
Would you use student even if they were very small children?
No, I don't, not as much as you would. You think of college in relation to student. Mm-hmm. Or you might say of a small child, a high school student. Mm-hmm. But you student seems to denote a little more intelligence than...
Hmm. Well, what would you call the others then?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
Pupil?
People.
Anything else? Would you ever say scholar?
Well, now scholar would also be in even higher than uh-huh. student.
But I guess in that old, in the old nursery rhyme, a diller, a dollar, a 10 o'clock scholar, that just means any school
any,
child.
Any, uh-huh, that does.
I think that's an old term. And then the man, who the woman usually, who works in an office, who takes dictation from the boss, is his
stenographer.
Or his private
secretary.
Okay. And a woman who appears on the stage is an
actress.
And your nationality is?
American.
Okay, and your race is?
White.
All right, and the other race is?
Black.
What did you call them before it became
Negro.
Black? Okay, anything else?
Nigger.
All right, is nigger an impolite word?
Very impolite.
Was it always?
No, I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. How about color? Do you use that?
Yes, and that's one of our failings today in not saying black rather than color. We are still geared to saying the colored population of our town or something like that.
Do they object to color?
Now, the ones in our town don't believe, because there's the best relationship in our little town of blacks and whites that I know of anyway.
Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh.
I think they would, though. You know, they were recently in the legislature, they were trying to get a legislator to apologize, or the Black Caucus was going to bring a suit out against him because he had called a black man a nigger.
Oh, well, I guess things like that matter to some people. Do you know any insulting terms that blacks might use for whites?
Poor white trash.
Ah, yeah, okay. What would white people call that sort of person?
Poor white trash, too. I know better than a nigger.
All right. What would you call a child born of a racially mixed marriage?
A mulatto.
Suppose he had one white grandparent. Or great-grandparent.
Mixed breed, but...
Mm-hmm. Do you know the terms quadroon and octoroon?
No, I don't.
Suppose it's a very light-skinned black person.
Well, now, I grew up saying a yellow Negro.
Mm-hmm. High yellow, did you ever hear that?
Yes, I've heard high yellow.
How about bright?
No.
Okay. Then, what would you call the man you work for? He's your...
Employer.
Or?
Boss.
Okay. Is there any difference in black usage? Would the blacks call him something else?
Probably would say boss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Boss man?
Mm-hmm. Boss man or boss. Mm-hmm.
All right. And what would you call somebody who lived way out in the country and didn't know anything about town ways and you could tell when he came to town?
Country comes to town.
Okay. Anything else?
That's someone who lives in the sticks.
Mm-hmm. Suppose he came from the mountains.
A mountaineer.
All right. Anything if he came from the swamp?
No, not that I know of. I wasn't near any swamps.
Do you know the term Hoosier?
But I don't believe it's used much. I know it wasn't, not where I live.
How about redneck?
No.
Okay. How about cracker?
Well, I would assume that Georgia cracker would be used from anywhere in the state. That's just a...
That's not an insult.
No.
Okay.
In fact, it would be a compliment if anything if someone said you were a judge of crime. It meant you loved your state and were proud of it.
Oh, that's nice. You might look at your watch and say, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
Nearly.
All right. And if it were very slick outside, as it probably is, you might say, that's a dangerous spot. I didn't quite fall, but I...
Slipped.
And
slid.
And I blank fell.